hate to talk over her, Greg. Christine McVie passed away at the age of 79, and we need to talk about her because she was a gem. Music journalist, co-host of the syndicated Sound Opinions show, Greg Kot joins us now. She sang like an angel.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. She was, it was like comfort food, you know. You hear that voice, you felt immediately comforted. And as a result, she was kind of the rock in that band. You know, very underrated as a singer, keyboardist, and songwriter, because he had all these dynamic personalities and huge egos around her that got a lot more attention from a sort of celebrity standpoint. But as a musician and singer and songwriter, she was absolutely the core of one of the best-selling bands of all time.
I'm such a fan of Fleetwood Mac, and I know that she was in Chicken Shack. I know that her name was Christine Perfect. My 23-year-old son schooled me on Christine McVie on his Instagram post. she was so into the blues. She was just really fantastic, and Stevie Nicks gets all the credit.
Well, yeah, I mean, and Stevie will be the first to tell you that, you know, A, Christine was her best friend.
Yeah.
And B, she wouldn't even be in Fleetwood Mac if Christine hadn't said, okay, let's bring her in. Because Lindsey Buckingham was asked to join the band as a guitar player because they needed a guitarist in 1974. And he said, I'll join the band if I can bring my partner, Stevie. And the other guys were like, well, we already have the female singer, you know. And, you know, Christine had to give her approval. And she was like, cool, bring her in. We need her. So, you know, I think, you know, Stevie was forever grateful to Christine for that gesture right there. But they always got along incredibly well. And I think they complemented each other. Their songwriting did complement each other. You know, I mean, Stevie was probably the focal point on stage. Christine was very comfortable being off to the side playing the keyboard. She was an excellent keyboard player. Mm-hmm. And she was fine in that role. She didn't need to be in the spotlight. You know, she loved writing songs and singing them.
So she was definitely a great songwriter. And there was a song that I was going to play, and it's called Everywhere. I just have to hear a tiny second of it because it is like, you know, drum machines and kind of, was it 80s or 90s? But I just absolutely, I get goosebumps when I hear this song too, Greg. She had just such a great musical range.
Yeah, she absolutely did. And she was one of those singers, one of those songwriters who didn't, you know, stress over her songs. I mean, the melody seemed to flow out of her effortlessly. And I think that was really the key, is that she didn't question, you know, where did this melody come from? I just feel good singing it. And you listen to almost every one of her songs that she wrote, including the many songs that she wrote on the Fleetwood Mac albums that preceded the inclusion of Nicks and Buckingham to the band. Every one of those songs is instantly memorable. It's not like she wrote throwaways. So her batting average was incredibly high. So even when she was outside of the Fleetwood Mac realm, as you pointed out, she did some solo records before and after her tenure in Fleetwood Mac, or during her tenure, in fact. Those records all sound of a piece. I mean, there's not really a weak song on any of them because she was just so consistently good as a songwriter. And I think that's the most underrated aspect of her career, really, is how many good songs she wrote. I mean, you know, everybody associates the band with Nicks and Buckingham during her heyday, but, you know, her songs like, you know, You Make Love and Fun, Over My Head, Say You Love Me, Don't Stop, Little Lies, Songbird, those are all her songs, you know, and those are huge hits. I mean, half their greatest hits album is Christine McVie's songs.
Yeah, you're right. Well, I wanted to get you on the air because you are an awesome music critic. I've been a fan of yours for years, and you could talk about her a little bit better than I could. So I really appreciate it. Christine McVie, dead at the age of 79. Still no word on cause of death at this point, correct?
Yeah, I mean, all they said was a short illness. I know she'd been talking about health issues a few months ago. Her back was giving her problems. You know, I'm not sure how that may have had any played any part in her death, but it was, as all things with Christine McVie, it was very low key. It was, there was no sense of this was coming, and you know, we were all kind of shocked by it. You know, frankly, it's just one of those voices you felt was always there. Like, yeah. I said, very comforting. You know, so to not have it all of a sudden is quite shocking.
And something you said that I'm going to remember, it always sounded like she was feeling good while she was singing something. So, Greg, thank you so much for talking about her, and rest in peace to Christine McVie. I was such a fan. Thank you so very much, Greg.
Thanks, Wendy.